Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in the area. How are you doing today?
Good, you?
Not bad over here. I appreciate you asking. And am I speaking with Steve?
Yes, sir.
Hey, pleasure to meet you, Steve. So I had James send over information to catch me up a little bit here. And I see you've been in business for pretty long time here. So congratulations with the establishment, sir. Now,
Thank you.
yeah, of course, of course. I gotta ask, I mean, you've been in business for quite some time. Have you ever thought about or done services like this before, trying to get your business on the first page of Google?
Yes, sir. And usually it doesn't pan out.
Ah, gotcha, gotcha. First off, I'm sorry to hear that. You know, I hear this time and time again. I've been here for quite some time. Our company's been around for over 19 years. We're good at what we do, but we do hear some crazy stories out there. It really does depend on who you work with, to be honest. So, Steve, when it comes to your company and what we do, it can mesh very well. I mean, the calls will come directly to you. They're not going to go through a third party. Nobody will touch your customers but you. Okay? Now, with that being said, we do want to make sure that they're quality calls, right? Not one's going to waste your time either. So I want to, double down on this with James when he left some notes for me to go over here. You're looking to target both residential and commercial work. It shows about like a 100-mile radius. Are you married to that service radius, or are you trying to stay more local if you can?
Well, if I could stay local, that'd be great, but I don't mind driving an hour or two to do a job as long as it pays.
Exactly. I was going to say, because my job here is to make sure you get the right package that's going to, save you money, but also make a good return on investment and more, right? What we do here is there's no contracts. It's month to month. You cherry pick as many calls and jobs as you like, right? We don't charge per lead or click or anything like that. Yeah. It's a flat rate and it'll never move. Now, I got to hand it to James. He put in a more than a 50% discounted rate for you. All right. This is for all your keywords in your area that you want to service to. We make sure you're on the first page of Google. That way the customers contact you directly from there. I do see that you have a Yelp listing. Is that one of those advertisements? Are you paying for that currently or no?
Well, I paid for a month to see how it happens, but I haven't gotten one call off of them yet, so I'm probably going to shut it
Yeah.
down.
Understandable.
And I
And
also have Supernova, which is supposed to be a part of Google or whatever. So, and that's a
okay.
month-to-month as well.
Gotcha, gotcha. So, Steve, I gotta shoot straight with you, okay? When I hear Supernova, I hear Yelp listing. I mean, it's great, right? But me personally, this is my personal opinion. When I use Yelp, I only use it for restaurants. Now, this does not mean that there's no customers out there looking for your services using that. That's included in your package, by the way. Again, this is all inclusive. Okay. So we don't want you missing those opportunities if they're looking there, So we'll list you on Yelp, Yahoo, even Bing. You never know where they're going to search. But these are all single directories. Your bread and butter will come from Google. I mean, everyone says it, right? They're going to say, hey, let's Google it. I
Absolutely.
mean, yes, sir. So that's what we'll focus heavily on. Now, again, we still will focus, making sure you're keeping up to date with these other directories. But I'm going to tell you might get some bites from there. That's great. That's a cherry on top. But Google, that's where it's at. Everyone goes on that first page. They don't look at the second or third page. And that's what we specialize in. We funnel that traffic to find your company at that exact moment when they need you. All right? So it's an astronomical difference, Google comparison to one directory out there like that. That's all I'm saying. Now, I do see that you also have a Facebook page. Is that bringing any bites for you, though?
Yeah, I get most of my work word of mouth anyway, and through
Okay.
Facebook and what have you.
Yeah. Well, I love the work that you show. You got great quality of work. I mean, you have tons of pictures up on here. So what we'll do, and again, this is not an additional cost, okay? This is included. If a customer doesn't reach out to you through Google or let's say Yelp or anything like that, and they go on Facebook after that, we use target marketing ads. It'll be your ad popping up on their screen at that moment. So it gives them a little extra push and say, hey, you were looking for these services nearby, and guess what? Steve's the guy to call. Click here. If they click on that ad, it calls you directly. So we will have a team that's available for you. Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time to keep that up to date, right, for your ads. Now, we could do as much as, like, once a week. I think that's more than enough. If you ask me, it's too much. That's what we could do. Yes, sir. So, Steve, let's do this. Let's go over pricing, right? I definitely see an opportunity to help your business grow and get to that next level that you need to, save you some money and get quality calls coming through. I know that for a fact in your area. So let's go over pricing and see if it fits in the right ballpark for your budgeting. Because if it does, we would love to have you join the family here, okay? Steve, once you decide to move forward with us, this is a Google policy. We are not allowed to work with anybody else that does what you do in that area. That way you're getting max results. And we're not rotating you on Google or sharing leads. That is a policy we have to abide by to keep our partnership alive with Google. Okay, so I'm sure you can appreciate that. When it comes to your pricing, you'll always be grandfathered in at the flat rate of $249 a month. It does come with a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover your programming that you never see again. So getting started today would be $348. And that covers until April 27th of next month. And at that time, it'll always stay at $249 from there on. So I'll stop there. Steve, based off the pricing so far, what you're hearing, is that something that fits comfortably in the budget for you, though?
Well, that's kind of high on budget, but
Steve, I'll put it this way. When I hear it's high, that's great, you know, because – not great. I put it like this. We're not the cheapest room.
Right.
I get that. I can tell you that hands down.
No, but you are the most used.
Exactly. You know, and we're a results-driven company. So your success is our success. There is no cancellation fees. There's no any hidden agendas in there. We like to keep up that flat rate and do what we say we're going to do. That means we have to do our job in order to keep you happy, which makes sure that you're getting quality calls, being on that first page, and that way not only you're just able to pay for this, but making more money to put food on the table, right? That way you could focus on expanding if you wanted to. So that's what we want to make sure we have. And we're not looking for
a
short-term relationship.
Future,
oh, beautiful. See, yeah. This is a match made in heaven in that, because when you are ready to expand, then the promotional rate that we have, we have other packages that you can upgrade to in the future. And I'm going to put it like this. If you ever did decide to do that, please let me know, because I can apply that same promotional rate to all the other packages. That way you're never paying the normal rate, ever. What was giving you more than a 50% discounted rate? So you're saving a ton of money and planning for the future. That's what I call a great investment, because you're going to return on your investment. No one likes to throw money in the trash. I don't care how successful or how you know, well, because someone could be. So that's what this is. Yes, sir.
Those that have a lot of money don't mind throwing it in the trash, but I'm not one of those.
Yes, sir. Neither am I. And that's not the type of people I want to be around, if that's the case, you know, because we want to make sure we're giving value, right?
Yes.
And how we're going to help one another is by building that trusted communication from the very beginning. So, Steve, if we were to move forward with this here today, I can even set up a technician call as early as tomorrow. That way they jumpstart on everything, get you verified, start working on your ads right away, because you know what? Time is money and there is a high demand for your services. It's just a matter of the customers finding you at that moment they need you. That's literally it. And you're missing out on jobs, not because you're not good. You've got great quality work. It's just a matter of that they're not finding you. That's all it is.
Right.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you what. We will, I'll go ahead and do it today.
Okay.
And we'll let y'all run for a month, maybe two, and see if there's any improvement of, getting calls or whatever. Because I always ask my customers where you hear from me, or hear about me from.
Yeah.
And everybody always tells me, like, Facebook or whatever, you know.
Oh, yeah. Then you're going to do really good with this.
I'll give you a month or two.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and cancel my other stuff, my Yelp and Supernova. I'll give you a month or two and see how it goes. If it doesn't go well, then we'll probably just go home.
I'm going to put it this way, Steve.
All right.
Thanks for giving us that 1% trust. Let us earn the 99% of the rest. But here's the best part as an investment for you on this one, Steve. Once you're on Google for life unless you yourself take it down. We're going to put you on these directories. These are included in your package. We don't take them down. So I like to put myself in your shoes all the time, too. All right? Because I have a side business of my own. We want to make sure you're still in good standing for you and your customers. So there you go. All right? Now, Steve, to get things up and rolling, I want to make sure we do everything by the book. I don't want anything getting delayed. So is your name Steve? Is that short for Steven or is it just S-T-E-V-E?
No, it's Steven.
Okay. And how do you spell Steven, sir? I have a bunch of friends named Steven. They spell it some funny ways, so.
I spell it S-T-E-V-E.
Okay. Nice and easy. Thank you. And
yeah.
Steve, how do you spell your last name, sir?
L-I-T-T-L-E.
Oh, okay. I like the business name. Beautiful. Now, here's my promise to you. I want to make sure that you see everything on paper. Okay. Even after payment here today, I want to make sure you see your invoice through text and email. What's the best email address I can send that invoice to?
It is TexasCowboy302001@yahoo.com.
Love it. All right. Perfect. And is this phone number that we're talking on right now, ending with the 1208, is that the best phone number for us to reach out to you in case we never want to go over a new promotion or anything like that?
Yes. And
okay.
If I don't answer because I get another spam call, you'll might send me a text.
Okay. No, I will give you our direct phone number because that's for our customers. We always want to be on, you know, on point, right? If you needed to make an adjustment, have a new promotion on Facebook or anything like that, we want to make sure we're available for you, okay? So I'll give that to you in just a moment here. Now, for your customers, do you want them to reach out to the same phone number or to a different phone number?
No, they can reach out to the same number.
Okay, perfect. Just a second. Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know why that happened. Let me see here. Okay. For some reason, that email didn't save for me. I don't know what happened there.
Spell the Texas out.
Yeah, let me try this one more time. Texas Cowboy. What was the numbers? I got Texas Cowboy
302001.
Okay, thank you, sir.
30 years
old. I love it, man. Okay. Just want to make sure. Now, this next part is for Google, okay? So it's completely optional to show your physical address to the public. You do not have to, but Google does require to have a physical address to get verified. All right, so I just want to make sure. All right, I'm glad I asked.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
All right. Now, I have the business.
Okay.
Yeah, I got something for you here. I got the business name as Littles Construction. I have an address. I don't know if this is the right one, but 3037 Old Bunger Road, South. And zip code 76450, is that right?
Yes, sir. And my actual legal name is Littles Quality Construction, LLC.
Oh, okay. So would you like me to showcase it on Google as Littles Construction or Littles Quality Construction, LLC?
Well, my TBA is Littles Construction, but my actual one for the state is Littles Quality. So
I guess
all I need to do is a little quality construction.
I was going to say, yes, sir, and I'll put the LLC there for you. All right. And here's another part. I want to make sure you're set up for success, sir, okay? I didn't see a website being developed or have it done yet. Is that something you're looking into?
No, I haven't been because, I mean, well, for one, I don't know how to design it. My son puts all my pictures and stuff on Facebook, but some of these, like Supernova and all that, want to build websites, are going to build websites and stuff, but I've never seen.
How about this? I'm going to do you a solid, sir. Since you're giving us a shot at this, I want to make sure, again, you're set up for real good success here, okay? I will go ahead and throw in this website completely included in your package at no additional cost, all right? I see you have tons of pictures ready and everything. And I think that quality of work should be showcased to your public for your customers. And they're going to love that. So if that's all right with you, again. Like, oh, go ahead.
That sounds like a wiener.
All right. So, I love it. Now, far as tomorrow, I want to make sure that our team introduces themselves with you, go over that website, how you want it to look, Facebook ads, and even show you how to maneuver through your tracking system so you can see for yourself how well this is doing for you. Do you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow by any chance?
Yeah, it'll be sometime around lunchtime, 12:30, 4 o'clock.
Okay, let me see. Okay, that works. So let me see what I have here around 1 o'clock. Perfect. I do have that works out perfectly. So what I'll do is I'll set it from 1 to 2. We asked for an hour window. It may not take that long, but I want to make sure that in case you had questions, concerns, or anything like that, I want to make sure they can address all of it for you. Okay? So what I'm going to do... Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email right now as a Google invite so you can add it in your calendar. And all you need to do is hit yes on your side. They will hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting. If for any reason it takes too long or you need to reschedule, please let them know. Communication is key in this. They will be happy to accommodate for that. Okay? So I'm going to go ahead and send that to you now. It's going to come from jseo@localsplash.com. That way you have another form of contact in case you need me, okay?
Okay.
Right. Let me know once you got that, and I'm going to put a reminder for them right now, too. Boom. And again, you only have to hit yes. Don't do anything further. Once you did, though, let me know, and then I'll go over everything else here.
Okay. There you go. Damn email is locked up again.
All right. So the next part, then. Steve, this all is for Google. I want to make sure we have it on point here. And I know I'm putting you on a spot, but they will go over with this tomorrow in further detail just to double down on it, make sure we have everything right from the get-go here, okay? You're not married to it. You can always change it up yourself, but our team is available to do this for you. As far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be showcased on Google? Like, do you want to showcase Monday through Friday, 24/7? What do you think?
Yeah, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
All right, 8 to 5 it is. Perfect. And as far as your customers to contact you, you want them to just be able to call you, text you, email you, all three? What do you think?
If they can call or text, email
okay.
As well. I sometimes forget to check my email, but...
How about this? I want to make sure that they can just contact you directly. We'll just keep it with the phone number. If it gets too hectic or anything like that, let us know. We'll change it out however you like to be contacted, okay?
All right.
Now, as far as your customers themselves, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept cash only, the check, credit card, Zelle, or anything like that, Venmo?
I haven't got a machine thing yet.
Okay. So, definitely cash. Do you accept check or Zelle or Venmo?
Checks.
Okay.
Cash. My wife can do the Venmo.
Okay. So, I'll put that there for you as well. You never know. Customers may make a decision just because of how they can pay. You know, I've done it myself. So,
right.
Now, the next part, I do have to ask, the business, it's licensed and insured, correct?
I am not insured.
Not insured. Okay. The reason I asked that is because that's why I was like, I'm not sure if it's required in your area for that line of service, right? It's not.
No, it's not.
Okay. That's why I figured. And then also...
Some people... some people request it, but it's not a necessity.
Yeah, yeah, no, I get it.
$1,000-something 6 months is a lot of money to just carry insurance for nothing.
Right. No, I agree. Yeah. Why have it if you don't need it, you know? And honestly, when a customer sees your quality of work and everything, they're going to be like, okay, you know, they won't even question that, if anything. Now, as far as the services that you want to be found for, I have flooring, tiling, general contractors. What specific, I'm putting you on the spot, but I just want to make sure I have enough for our team to not start from scratch when they speak to you tomorrow. They're going to know exactly how to help you, what type of company you run. But what is specific services that you always want to be found for?
Remodels, fencing, metal roofs, additions, room additions, tile work, custom bathrooms, custom showers. I do everything. I can build you a house from the ground up. I just don't want to.
I love it. All right.
There's all too much red tape and inspections and all kinds of shit that you got to go through for building houses and stuff.
I hear you.
I don't mind doing it, but I don't really want to.
I hear you. Yes, sir. Well, hey, listen, if you don't have to do all that and you're doing the things that you love to do that's bringing your most profits, all to you. You know what I mean? And watch, when you see how this type of calls come through, you're going to love it. All right. So, I'm pretty excited to show you what we can make, what we're made of here. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and send this over to our team right now. And that way, again, when they speak to you tomorrow, they know every keyword is going to be put in the algorithms already and go over that with you as well. So the next part, I want to make sure you're protected on your pricing. Okay, this is what we call a voice verification where everything is recorded. I do want to make sure that I'm not accepting a no for an answer on this because it's protecting you, okay? I like to speak for the long term. Now, I will ask a few questions in the beginning just to verify you so I answer as clearly as possible. Steve, if you have any questions or concerns, please stop me in my tracks and ask away because that's what I'm here for. That's my job. Now, before I get started, I want to give you our direct phone number. Let me know when you're ready.
This thing says, I'm kind of driving right now, so it's hard for me to stop. I hit yes on your email.
Yes, sir.
And it shows, let's see. Where the hell am I here? Let's see, February, March. Says March 17th through the 23rd, 24th through the 30th. Well, it says 27, nothing planned, you have to create. I'm not sure what the hell that is. Is that your stuff or mine?
No, it should be the one where it's like, so it should be March, it'll say, here, I'll put it up right now again.
It's the 27th today, so.
No, it should be the 28th. Which is tomorrow, from 11 to noon PST, but that's for your time at 1 o'clock, 1 to 2.
Okay. It just says, you said John, right? John Seal?
Yep, that's me. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it says reply for Texas Cowboy, yes, no, maybe, or more options. So I clicked
that
yes.
Part. Okay, great.
And then it took me to the deal and showing me today, Wednesday, or is today Tuesday?
I know, today's Wednesday.
Tuesday?
Today's Wednesday.
It's lit up blue for the 27th, not the plan, but I don't see anything that actually says for March 28th.
Interesting. Maybe it's asking to log in. Don't worry about it. I'll put in the notes here that you're set for tomorrow. You will see an extra email come through soon though with them saying, hey, we're going to be there for that meeting. So you can look out for that one. Okay. Next part here. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and hit record, go ahead and ask you those questions and everything. And actually I will send you a text message with our exact phone number here. It's a direct line. It's voice activated.
Great.
Yes, sir. Let me do that now. And then that way, anytime you call in, if you say website, you could say customer support, billing, whatever it is, there will be a team available for you Monday through Friday to go ahead and answer your call. Okay?
Okay.
So let me go ahead and give that to you. Let me set it up now. And I'm going to go ahead and hit the record button. And I will bring up that phone number. It's an 877 number, okay? So you're going to get that text right now. But here we go. All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. And, excuse me, and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Little's Quality Construction.
Awesome. And please state your name and title within the business.
Owner.
All right. And, of course, I'm speaking with Stephen Little, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause on that part, actually. Steve, after this recording part, we're going to set up a security question and answer. That way you're not falling for any traps out there, all right? Anytime we call in from here on out, we will call from the 877 number, and we will only ask the security question. We will never give out your answer. That way you know you're talking to us, okay?
Okay.
All right, just making sure. I just want to make sure you're protected on that. All right, I'll continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. Let's see here. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on March 27th in the non-refundable amount of only $348. This is including everything we spoke about here. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 27th of each month in the amount of only $249. It will be recurring $249 from there. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that I just texted to you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. As promised, Steve, I just want to make sure you're protected on your pricing there for the long term, okay? So,
you said
next part. Yes, go ahead.
Did you say at least 3 days before billing?
Yes, please do. I mean, I think that's more than enough time, right? So that way you're not billed for that next month coming, you know what I mean? Yeah, okay. Now, Steve, the next part, I joke around a lot about it, but I actually see somebody get locked out of their own account because they forgot their own security answer. So please don't forget yours. You can make up any answer you'd like, but we have 3 choices for the question. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
My mother's maiden name.
Okay. And again, this will never change, and we will never give this answer out. So what would that answer be?
Linda Bradshaw.
Okay. And I can spell the first name there. And then how do you spell the last name, sir?
Bradshaw is B-R-A-D-S-H-A-W.
All right. Perfect. Thank you, sir. And again, I'm not going to give that. We will never give or get that answer out, okay? So I'm going to put it in.
Right.
And it's saved. Perfect. Now, again, it's a red flag if they don't ask that security question. They're trying to get information from you, especially on your account and things like that. So be careful with that, okay? You have our phone number now,
right?
So I want to make sure. Okay. Now, Steve, on the last part here, on the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
There's a middle initial, A.
A is an F. Okay. And does it say Steven or Steve on the card? I'm sorry.
No, it says Steven. Steven A. Little.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And I'm assuming it's to the same billing address, the 3037 Old Bunger?
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of payment method are we using today? Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Master. Okay.
Master.
No. All right. Now, Steve, for security purposes, I can't repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the car number when you are.
5172-7900-9613-6608.
All right. Expiration
is 7 of 28.
Okay.
And security code is 037.
All right. Perfect. And now, before I process any payments, Steve, now you know I'm not lying to you. We got you at a really nice promotional rate. I want to refresh the account like 3 different times to make sure our systems stay the same as well, too. Hope you don't mind. One second here.
Okay.
I'll refresh one more time. All right. We're looking good. So I'm going to go ahead, again, process the payment for only $348. Stay on the phone with me, okay? I like to keep to my promises here, Steve. I want to make sure you see your invoice, your text, and email. Okay. All right. So it's processing now. Let me know as soon as you receive either or, a text or an email, because I want to make sure you see your breakdown as I keep to my word here, okay?
Okay.
All right. It just went through on my side, so let me know.
Yep.
All right. Now, in there, if it's a text, please be careful. I don't know if you pulled over. Safety's first. When you open that text, there's a spot with a link. It will say, click here to accept your subscription terms. When you click on that, it's the breakdown of everything we discussed, as promised, okay? And there's other short, it's like a short descriptions of other packages that you can upgrade to in the future if you needed to. But again, please let me know if you decide to do that, because I don't want you to pay the normal rate, okay?
Yeah.
You can read through it carefully. I'm here with you if you have any questions. But again, just know that website is something I threw in here to make sure you set up for success. We usually charge extra for websites, but that's not going to be the case for you. Okay? I want to make sure I prove to you that we're good at what we do here. So you don't have to worry about that. At the bottom, once you read through that, you know, take your time. Well, once you do see everything that we discuss is in there, there's 2 checkboxes that are so small everyone misses it. I'm going to click those. And you're going to type in your first name, middle initial, and last name, just like how it shows in the card. And that's the last thing we need to do here. Let me know if you have any questions before you do that, though, okay?
Okay. you're going to have to give me a few minutes to sign my signature. I'm almost where I need to be where I can pull over. So.
Yeah. Take your time. Steve, you've been most patient with me. I want to make sure that's the least I could do for you. Come on now.
Well, that is not very safe trying to drive and sign your name.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Safety first, sir. You know, I have a family out there in Texas in Austin. And it was beautiful. I didn't expect to like it that much, actually. So I'm not gonna lie.
Where are you at?
I just moved over to Pennsylvania. I had a newborn. Yes, sir. Got a bit close with. Thank you. Time flies though. Girl. Yes, sir. Little
girl?
Baby girl. Yes, sir.
Oh, man, that's gonna make you old fast.
Ah. I'm feeling it. No sleep, man.
I guarantee you that's gonna make you old fast, especially when you get about 13 and all the boys start running around.
Oh, I know martial arts, but I think I'm gonna need to know more than that. You know, I need to know crazy at that point.
Yes, always carry a gun. In Texas, we all have about 10 in any given time. So
I know. Maybe that's a good reason to move there again.
Well, I love Texas. I've been born and raised here all my life.
Oh, okay.
Like Pennsylvania, West Virginia, South Carolina, places like that. Man, y'all have some beautiful countryside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely, definitely. It's very beautiful to look at. Definitely a little rural areas, I'm going to say, though. I mean, got a lot of Amish. That blew my mind, actually. I wasn't prepared for that one. It's awesome. I just like, I'm more of the city, though. Not too much in the city, you know what I mean? But I need to have civilization near me.
Right, I hear you.
Yes, sir.
I'm all about the country. I don't much care for civilization.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we could trade places. I'm kidding. No, but Texas is a beautiful spot, too. You know, it's definitely a growing area, a lot more than usually these days, actually, I'm going to say.
Right.
Yes, sir. And so, let's see here.
Okay, I'm where I can be, where I can take care of this now.
All right. And take your time, too. I don't want you to feel rushed on this, Steve. I want to make sure you know exactly what we're doing. If you have questions, too, I'm here for you, as promised, you know?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, blue, sir.
How are you?
Was anybody specific you looking for?
Chad, I came to pick up the license plate for my wife's car.
Oh, okay, give me 1 second.
All right. Car dealers, man, they always want something.
Oh, my gosh.
Little. Holy cow. You know, salesmen are unique.
Yep.
There is no way I could ever be a salesman. I mean, I guess I am a salesman. I'm selling construction jobs, I guess, you know. But to try to pick a product, you know, to sell, that's just ridiculous.
Honestly, sir, I feel like salesman's not the right word term, you know, just because we're giving a service that people need, and if we're passionate about actually helping that customer, the money will always follow. I truly believe that, you know. In your case, same thing.
Right.
And I'm not trying to sell something. I'm trying to help your business the way that you need it. If it's an opportunity to do so, then why not help? You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Upload picture of tools and equipment which you used to carry.
On that email, that's to get you verified. Google has been very strict to getting businesses on their directory. It does not mean you have to use all of them, but that's all that they would ask for. If the more you pictures you have or things you have able to put in there, great, but it does not need to be end-all be-all. Okay?
Okay. I was going to say, I really don't have time to do all that at the moment.
No, not this moment. No, sir. Just whenever you give a moment to do that and time, then,
well,
you know, that's the greater.
Companies with business documentation, licenses.
The one that needs to be signed, though, is the one that is with the breakdown of everything I was telling you about, too. So it should be, it'll say local splash initial invoice if you're looking through the email.
Yeah, I thought that's what I was going back to, but.
Right. Okay.
Let me see if I can do that again. Because, okay, so is there that one, I guess. No, that's support. Damn, how many did you send me? Copy of your invoice. Okay, that's
yes, sir.
Signature.
little.
Yes, sir.
Two flights for you, registration sticker, and then there was some check in here. I'm not exactly sure what that was for, but that's everything right there, sir.
All
right.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Y'all have a wonderful day.
You too. Hey, I like it when they give you a check, too.
Aha! Sir.
Oh, $3.50. Really? Hey, that's $3.50.
Hey, it's more than what you had on that one, right? You're $3.50 more richer. There you go.
That's right. I didn't go upside down, so that's a good damn thing.
Yes, sir.
Do I have to put my A in between the Stephen Little or just Stephen Little spot?
No, it'd have to be exactly how it shows on there. So it'll be Stephen A. Little.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Username.
Perfect. All right. So that part right there. Tomorrow, when you talk to our technicians, they will give you a username and password. So that's your tracking system that's going to be your best friend right there, okay? You're going to be able to see your website ads, everything. Now, if I give that tip to you now, you're not going to see anything. Like, we didn't make it yet. So tomorrow's a very important phone call for you, all right?
Okay.
I'm going to say this right now. Steve, welcome to the family, sir. You know, congratulations.
Thanks, sir. And appreciate it.
You're most welcome. Most welcome. I know you're going to do very well.
I'm really looking forward. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing if it'll pan out like everybody says. We'll see.
All right. Well, challenge accepted. How about that?
Hey, I like it like that. I like to stay informed too. So see how things are going and make sure that we're getting somewhere or doing something.
Beautiful.
You know, money's not free.
Exactly. Well, if it is, then you got some red flags.
I have to work hard for it just like y'all do.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Well, it's a relationship we're developing here. So, again, tomorrow we will give you a call. Make sure you're available, okay?
All right, John. I appreciate it.
You're most welcome, sir. Steve, you take care. Please drive safe, okay?
Have a wonderful day.
Likewise,
yes, sir.
Sir.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.